Well, the phrase "hear it now, see it tonight, read it tomorrow" really harkens back to probably about 100 years ago in this country. Television first started to be developed in the late 1930s, but what Americans had in their homes, particularly, was radio. Now, what you're referring to, of course, is that really in the 19th century, much of the news that people consumed was passed along audibly. People in the colonial period would go to coffee houses. Often sit in town squares while someone read a newspaper aloud, not because other people were illiterate and couldn't read, but because that was the oral tradition. And of course, people who traveled were always bringing news and newspapers from other cities. And so much of what the information that people consumed was passed along audibly by voice, word of mouth. As we get into the 20th century and media companies begin to develop, traditionally, people could have their radios on 24 hours a day. And of course, newscasters could break in at any moment with news to tell you about a big event that happened somewhere far away from where you lived, or maybe the president died, or something happened. There was a disaster, a natural disaster, or a plane crash, or anything. And so people could hear those things almost simultaneously as quickly as they happened. Of course, with the advent of television, people might break into a TV show depending on what the news was, but more than likely it was held over for the 6 o'clock and the 11 o'clock news. So people could see it tonight. Maybe they were driving home in their car and they heard about something. When they got home, they could watch it on the news that night. And of course, newspapers were printed, usually delivered in the morning, and so they would read a more detailed and full story the next day. So hence the phrase "hear it now," meaning usually radio, "see it tonight" on television, and "read about it tomorrow" in a newspaper. All of that, of course, changed dramatically with the advent of computers and the internet and the way that news has been gathered and distributed in the 21st century.